Holly, can I ask, obviously, since you're breastfeeding right now, this, talk about just like the culture of it and...
Well, in the state of Arkansas, breastfeeding is actually very well protected under state law. You are legally able to breastfeed anywhere that you are legally able to be. So if you're able to be there, you can breastfeed there. There are no laws for covering. I know a lot of breastfeeding moms choose to cover because it's more comfortable for them. I know a couple of moms that choose to cover because it's more comfortable for them because it makes other people uncomfortable. I have never chosen to cover. I've just always felt pretty comfortable with it. It does help that I don't have larger breasts, so it makes it much more convenient, I think. But yeah, it's, you know, we've obviously been breastfeeding the whole time we've been a mammalian species, which is for quite a long while. And it's really easy for some of us and really challenging for others of us. And, you know, there's a lot of support now out there that's available if you know how to get it for breastfeeding issues that arise. In just the normal baby to breast sort of relationship, and then further on with the relationship with the ladies we're speaking with today, of, you know, obtaining milk from moms that have more than they need so they can feed their babies the ideal source of nutrition, because it is the most healthy thing for babies.
I feel like with everything that you do, being a doula, being a lactation consultant, being a breast milk sharer, that you have this, that maybe you feel like we should be maybe more open and more communal about it than we are as a culture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that that largely the way that our culture treats just pregnancy and postpartum in general and motherhood is very different than we have in years past. You know, we're only about a generation and a half removed from where most of the moms were staying at home and we were raising our kids all together and having play dates at the park, and the dads were leaving and going to work. And, you know, certainly times have changed largely from that. And we've lost quite a bit in having that really close-knit community, in having that, hey, I know you're really having a hard time, let me take your kids for the day. You know, even working moms, I mean, I'm a full-time working mom, but thankfully I don't have to work 5 days a week, I only work three, and so I'm able to rely upon my other friends that do the same, or our stay-at-home moms, to kind of help out and build that support. So within that, we've kind of taken women out of our villages ever since we all lived in villages together and we're hunter-gatherers, where we all just, you know, if you needed to go off and do something in the field, then I would take your baby and I would nurse your baby while you were gone, and you would do the same for me the next day, or vice versa. So I think that over my years of helping women with breastfeeding issues and through birthing and postpartum periods, that I think that the milk sharing information is kind of more out there. There's a couple of really great groups on Facebook specifically. One is Human Milk for Human Babies, and the other is Eats on Feets. And those are great connections for sharing, you know, for, hey, I've got a few extra ounces, or, hey, I have a whole freezer full, who wants it? You know, there also are some websites that sell milk, which is a whole nother different perspective and a different approach. Just a moment. But I think that the way that our society regards breasts is still largely sexual. Because we're all so far removed from seeing breasts out to feed babies all the time, from when we're small children, we're all kind of cloistered away behind closed doors or leaving a church service to go to the nursery. And that's not to say that people should not do those things. You know, it's a very personal choice because of how much information our society has given us about how taboo breasts are. But really, biologically, they're there to feed our children. And it just so happens that men also find them lovely.